You're listening to the show about all kinds of feasts. Birthday feasts, mourners' feasts, lizard folk lair feasts, and heroes' feasts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
On Friday, we got some really yummy pizza that was baked at a street festival. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, rub it in. I didn't get any really yummy pizza.
Well, you could have gone.
I didn't want to go. I hate those things.
Was it pizza in a cup? That's always my reference from The Jerk. How do you look at me and you don't know pizza in a cup?
I haven't watched The Jerk in...
Pizza in a cup!
15 years.
This is the best pizza in a cup. Guys, the movie The Jerk, it's so funny. It's so good.
Steve Martin, right?
Just abandon Our Flag Means Death and watch The Jerk.
No, don't abandon Our Flag Means Death. It's probably way... Yeah, no.
I wish I could do voices, guys, because then I would want Rafina to do Nandor's voice. Because I love... Not from... Our Flag Means Death, obviously, but we've just finished all of What We Do in the Shadows. I love Nandor, the way Nandor speaks, not just his accent, but the pacing of the words is so amazing.
Guillermo.
You can't do it.
I can't do it either.
There was a little bird in my room.
Is that from the latest one? How far behind are we?
I don't remember.
We watched a bunch, but then
the latest season is awesome.
Oh, I bet it is. It's so good.
Colin Robinson was a baby for a while. I think he's not a baby anymore, at least where we are.
He was growing up.
Yeah, he was a little kid. I don't know. Whatever. This isn't our Flag Means Shadows podcast. That was the moment.
You poor thing. Eric's like, this is why I've been scared all day long. I don't know what to do. It's okay.
It's okay. You don't have to do anything. We're just going to play and you're going to just.
Okay. Yeah. Look at this energy cooperate. That I have.
Oh my God. Holy shit. I'm more freaked out.
It was a lot of energy.
Did you want to send lyrics or not?
Shoot. I should. It's a fast one. And also, you guys probably don't even know this song. It's probably just like from being a parent and having kids who specifically like this one. It's a kids show. Here you go. Whoop. Sent it. Just says lyrics. Oh, God. This is a meeting with the superintendent. I shouldn't have opened this.
No.
Get out of here.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see things.
I'm still waiting. Oh, there
sorry,
it is.
I sent it to you.
Okay. All right. Guys. I'm going to put it in the chat of this.
Does anyone remember? Did your kids ever like the Captain Underpants movie?
Or books?
Yeah.
Actually, it's not the show. Yeah, it's the movie.
It's the movie.
Yeah. Did you guys like the. Okay. This is the Captain Underpants theme song. Because.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Written by Weird Al Yankovic. And performed, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
We got Weird Al to perform my recap. It's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay.
Yay.
Play.
Are you feeling super duper forlorn? Are you tired of saying Zorn? Well, don't you fear there's an older man nearby, nearby, nearby. He's got a really complicated name, and he's got the cruise ship we need. And luckily we have just what he wants. Here is mighty lustful cry, Rafina. Capty Pants. She's throwing out smiles.
Oh, that's Capty Pants.
Rafina's got her wiles. Rafina, na na na. He's in love with her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's more wily than the captivating coyote.
Capty Pants. He'll take his two gullies
in. Oh, that Capty Pants.
While she casts on a friend. Rafina, na na na. She'll break your heart. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Watch out for those pigtails.
She calls him Capty, Capty, Capty Pants. He's looking for that sweet halfling romance. Oh yeah, he seems like he's entranced. Oh, that Capty Pants, hearts aflame.
She's all, I'm zorny, not horny.
Roscoe's really selling all this shit. He knows we have to get the bones to the ship. So Zorn, he says, and he starts to sing a mournful, soulful ballad. And when we're offered a hero's feast, and or a mourner's feast. Roscoe focuses on whether we get one or two feasts, and that's super valid.
Kick or Keck.
Oh, and who's that bitch?
Is it Kick or Keck?
Don't think he's ever caught a fish. Ashton is his name, Gully Zen's his name, and he's coming too.
He hopes the bones will make it there.
Here's Valencio.
He's in disbelief.
He clutches the bones
and asserts his own grief.
Wow, wow, well, he's scummy gray man ain't there.
He has not a single tooth.
Oh, Capty, Capty, Capty pants. No need to pay him in advance. Oh, do you think for a chance there'll be a cruise romance? Who can say?
That quack won't be the only one who's all bones,
oh,
am I right?
Oh, that gangplank went up with such ease. I hope we don't contract Legionnaire's disease. Oh, but can you comprehend the town of Gully's End's almost near?
Oh, and Kick means disembowel.
Amazing. Genius.
I did not know what to write at first, and then I remembered that you said Capty Pants so many times, and I was like, oh, Captain Underpants, Capty Pants, perfect. Done.
That's clearly why I was compelled to say it, so that you could be inspired to
good,
write that
because
amazing
it helped
recap
me. Otherwise, we just walked through the town for a while. That was mostly what happened, and we talked about feasts. And that was what happened.
That was what happened.
Awesome. So good. You're so good at this, KT.
I don't know.
Okay. We do
thanks
know.
Ass ching.
Ass ching. I just had to keep the ass ching version because. Yeah, sorry. The lyrics weren't. They were my working lyrics. I was like, I forgot to delete the things that were. Put things in the right place. But so sorry, everything
it's
was
okay
out of order.
That's okay.
Most things were in order.
Most things, just, yeah.
Yep.
Not all of them.
So, you all have found yourselves trapped in the bowels of the ship. The gangplank slammed shut behind you with an ominous clank. With an ominous gang clank.
Gang clank.
The gangplank does. Isn't the gangplank the...
But this ship
walk out.
It, I know
it's
yes
like a,
slams
a,
up.
This one's like a picture, like a alien spaceship, where the
it's hinged. It's articulated.
Door serves as the ramp.
So is that actually what? Did I just like use the wrong word?
No. That's okay. I wasn't
cool
referring to your song.
Oh, okay.
What did you say?
I said I thought the gangplank went up with such ease.
Yeah.
I hope we don't contract Legionnaire's disease.
So
I worried that I just set you on the wrong track.
No, I mean, it could have been like, goes it could have been pulled
actually
up. Or
okay. I didn't know. I just, wow. Good.
A Jedi, wow.
I know so many things about ships.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you tell?
Name another thing.
Wood.
Yep, you got it. Go for
steering
wood,
wheel
specifically.
Steering.
Airbags.
Poop deck,
yeah.
You got it. Foxel.
Carbuncle.
Barnacle.
Yes.
Done it.
Okay. We did it.
Mm-hmm.
Badminton.
These are all the components to the ship.
Uh-huh.
Now that we know what's happening, we can fully be immersed.
So, Capty Pants is there with you. And, sorry, I just need to make my brain work.
It's okay. You want to put your foot down? Because this is kind of weird. He has his foot across my whole lap.
I kind of liked it, but that's fine.
Stinky foot in my face.
Was it stinky? Did you smell it? Be honest.
No, I didn't smell it. Okay. But I don't really want
you
your
don't
foot
smell
in
it
my mouth.
You should have lied.
Thank you.
No, I told them to be honest.
I almost passed out. It was very stinky.
Rafina says, how long will this trip take?
It should be a few days to Gully's End proper. Want to get you all settled in, but I also have to tend to the needs of the ship here as we begin our voyage. I don't see, what's his name? He doesn't say what's his name. I said what's his name. I don't see Phileas anywhere.
Phileas.
I mean, I know he was around here. He wasn't able to find... He looks to you, Roscoe. You had asked him to find your friend who was in town with, I think, a young lad.
The guy with the kid.
Yeah, he wasn't able to scrounge him up. I'm sorry.
Hey, look, I gotta tell you, so much has happened since I presumably asked you to do that, that I don't remember that in the slightest. Although it was probably gonna be a really funny bit if it had come to fruition.
Perhaps. I'm sorry to have deprived us all of some humor, but hopefully we'll have some plenty of entertainment on this voyage. I also need to see to your first of two feasts. I guess
Will's
I should
like like sobbing into the bones, like I, in the corner. Yeah. Like
I was about to ask whether you wanted your heroes or mourners feast first, but maybe that's my answer. Gesturing to Valencio. Right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Are all the meals all the meals included?
That's what meals are called on ships. Thank you, Abby. I didn't know that either.
Ship term.
We were going to get awarded medals at the meal because it's a hero's feast.
Oh, like at the end of A New Hope.
Yeah, we better be getting... I hope you have that written down in there somewhere, mister.
Are you talking to me or him?
Yeah, no, it's just Valencio. He's like, I want to get a medal. No, no, it's not him.
Are they all inclusive, or do we pay for them separately?
Oh, Rafina. They're included, of course.
Give him a voucher for a hero's feast.
I rustle in my pockets. Oh, shoot, I think they're in my terrarium.
I mean, the vouchers are were for in the town. I don't know that they're legal tender anywhere, but everything on this ship, you're not going to be paying for anything on this ship. Don't be silly.
Ooh. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you, Captain.
Now, I also will say they're in between when we last spoke and now we did take on a few other passengers who I'm sure you'll probably meet at some point. Mm. But there's still plenty of room for all of you. No worries. I've got 7 available rooms that you can divvy up as you see fit. Each room is fitted with its own single bed. So I don't know if you'll want to share, but based on my count, I don't think you'll need to share, says both Capty Pants and...
Is he figuring Rafina's staying in his bed?
Rafina
watch how he counts.
A king-size bed.
Her room is way better than ours, isn't it? He's lying. He's like, we got six shitty rooms and one amazing room, and that's for Rafina.
It's gonna be like covered with rose petals.
Yeah. Yeah. Leading to
that's
his
the one thing
room.
One thing she's allergic to.
Oh no.
She's gonna break out in rash. It's gonna be great.
He'll have to tend her with salves.
So there are no
salves.
The crew has some bunk beds.
I'm just surprised we're used to having to share rooms. So it's a little weird if we each have our own room.
Well, I mean, I probably could arrange to have a bed pulled from one room into another if you feel more comfortable that way.
We need to have room for King Bathwack. He needs to go on a platform, a bed of his own, something. He can't just go on the floor.
No, of course not. Where...
I need the nicest room, is what I'm saying. I need the biggest one.
Well, all the rooms that are available are the same size.
There are no ones with alcoves or niches for royal bones.
There's a few crannies.
I would like one with a cranny, please.
Wait, who's Will right now?
Valencio.
He's the valet.
Valencio.
The valet, yeah.
Oh, man.
And Shimi. And Mo is Mo, and Bathwack is Kick, and Roscoe's Roscoe, and Rafina's Rafina.
Not confusing at all. Okay, good. Got it.
And that's 6 ostensible people who need beds, right? Does Clockface need a bed? It remains to be seen.
I guess Clockface will have to hang out with Shimi because I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
So hot. No.
I guess that's actually perfect. 7.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you start Craig or whatever? I'm sorry if I missed
yes,
here. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay. Craig's sorry.
There. Craig's there.
Craig's
okay.
Listening.
Oh, he's listening. Okay. Is yep. Craig? So Craig also needs a room.
And Craig has been useful, right? You've been using Craig, and Craig is
yes.
Cool.
Okay. Please. That's
oh,
why
good.
I asked.
Yay.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
It's so cool. It's great. Yeah.
I think we confirmed that before, but I just wanted
yes,
to.
Yes. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. You said, I think that's perfect seven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I hope they're all next to each other.
Oh, yes, they're just down this hallway here on the way. Well, just down there, he gestures, where Bathwax's icon just moved on the map. Down towards my my room.
That's where Kick also moved.
Yes.
Okay.
There are a number of rooms there, and there is one washroom that you may all feel free to use.
I cry, but it's not for the bones.
Yeah,
I'm
know.
Just crying for other reasons.
There's one washroom for all of us to use.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So these
we're taking on more passengers.
They're already here. These two rooms here at the end, he gestures, are taken. But the remaining rooms are available for you to use as you would like. I will try to check in back in with you soon. Like I said, I do need to go. But please, make yourselves at home. If there's anything you need, if you have any luggage you would like stored, we have cargo holds. And I'll be back soon enough to take you to your first feast.
First feast. Are you saying that these things are doors? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
I'll just reveal it now.
Oh, there's okay. Nothing sorry. Secret. I was no, not fine. Really sure what I was gesturing to.
Let me
to.
Just do that just so it's clear for everybody.
So you're saying because there's two rooms here that are already occupied and then there's only four more on this floor? Or?
Hold on. There.
Oh, that's a lot of... Okay, that's way more. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, this bathroom. Oh, no. Ooh.
Can I open the door?
Yeah, to the room. Unless you're trying one of the rooms he said were occupied, yes, you can.
No.
Each door is equipped with a key. Like there's a key in them that you could take so you could lock your room if you wish.
What's this big gold thing in my room?
That's a bathtub. Not,
that's the washroom.
Rafina's like, I'll take the bathroom.
What's this big gold thing as she curls up in the toilet?
Will is like, don't stay near the bathroom, Bathwack, as he passes. He's like, you're staying right next to the bathroom. It's going to stink over there.
Which two rooms are occupied by the new passengers?
The ones far right. On the far right.
Oh, Bathwack moved. He listened.
Yeah, I put the key back and I followed you after you went a little ways.
Oh, okay.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be near the second poop room we've encountered. It's probably a poop room. Oh, no.
Whoa.
Ah!
Sorry. There's a gigantic mo in the middle of the map.
Perhaps.
I'm just trying.
So who has the least ability to smell? Whoever that is should go across. We should convince whatever strangers are in these first rooms to go in the bathroom room. That's right across from the bathroom.
What about right next to the bathroom?
That also sucks. And the one over here sucks. Roscoe's right next to it. Yeah, Roscoe.
Oh, Captain Clockface.
Yeah, he's Cogsworth. Aww. Have you ever made that before?
It's been in here forever, so
I
yes.
I don't remember.
Aww. Roscoe's fine right next to the bathroom because he can use aromatherapeutical mustards.
Right.
It's true.
It seems reasonable.
He has some poo-pourri that's made out of mustard.
Rafina's in the room on the other side of the bathroom, but there are stairs between.
Yeah, there's a stairwell in between, a nice buffer. That's good planning, because the toilet wall is right next to a non-room. I didn't draw this.
The toilet wall? You gotta explain that, because we've had literal poop rooms.
Well,
it's not actually a toilet wall.
This
is a toilet next to the wall.
And
it's not a toilet wall.
If that wall were like where someone was, their head was laying down to sleep on the other side.
Like right over your head.
So do these rooms have portholes in them?
Yes, they do.
And we can look outside?
Yes,
that's
you
what
may.
Those gray things are, I think.
Oh.
If I stick my head out my porthole and I look to the right, can I see Bathwax sticking his head out of this porthole? How big are the windows?
You can stick your head out. You,
yeah.
I
just picture
Rafina
a
slide. Might be able to fit out. Maybe.
Which one of you is downwind?
I'm on the other side. I'm not even on the same side as the bathroom. Oh yeah, this is
of the wind though. Which way is are we at the back of the ship
I'm
or the front of the
this
ship?
Is the front.
So where the captain's room is the prow of the ship, which means front.
Oh, he has a piano.
Wow, I didn't realize. I thought it was Remember,
you guys had a meet cute with it. You both hit a high C.
Aww. Yeah, but I forgot.
That's right. It was in his quarters.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about that too. I thought that was like a living room. I didn't even see the bed at first. So, hey, I'm sleeping right next to the captain. Yeah. And so is Shimi.
I thought that was just storage.
Yeah, we're right across. I mean, Valencia, we're right across from each other. So, you know, if we need to confer over anything, you could just head on over, or I'll head on over.
My head's out the porthole. I don't hear you at all. No, I'm just kidding. I take the bat, like the velvet. What did I have, like in velvet? What, I wrapped the bones in something. Oh, the owlbear pelt. It wasn't velvet. It was an owlbear pelt. But I like dab my eyes with like, and I like close the door as if I'm
click.
Like, yeah, I'm tired of performing. I throw the bones on the ground as soon as I get in the room. I'm not even kidding. I'm like, ugh.
Clank.
Those are a king's bones.
Yeah. I wave one of the bones out, like the arm bone, out the window at Bathwack. Like,
burial at sea.
Yeah.
You pour him out the window.
You look back and you see Mo sticking his head out and his tongue's lolling out like a dog.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Guys, this is great! You think we can do this whole trip?
I suddenly realize that I'm doing what Mo's doing, and I get embarrassed and just pull my head through the window like, damn it. It's not cool.
How are you going to eat out there, Mo?
He's going to catch seagulls in his mouth.
Yeah, okay, fair.
I got two bugs already!
Yum. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I mean, we investigate the rooms. We talk to each other. What are we doing? Does it matter? Is
go ahead. He'll be back.
Summoning us.
Do you have anything to say to each other? If not, I'll have him come back.
I knock on the wall between me and Shimi in what I think is Morse code, but I don't actually know Morse code.
All right, so it's actually just shave and a haircut?
Yes, okay. Pretty much. Yeah. Did you get that word?
And you hear back? It's very muffled. These rooms are relatively well soundproof. Like, they're not.
That makes me a little uncomfortable. I don't like them to be so soundproof.
I mean, it's not like a murder chamber or
okay,
a recording studio, heaven forbid. No, but they're just you feel like you would have your private. You could have a conversation. You wouldn't have to worry about someone eavesdropping. As long as you've got your porthole closed.
I come out to see if anyone has come out of their rooms. So I peek my head out because the room's small enough. It's like, who's out? Anyone come out?
Clockface is out there.
Are the doors closed to the people we don't know's rooms?
Yes, they are.
Roscoe's just chilling with Oscar in his room. What kind of dog is Oscar again?
I think he's a dachshund, a long-haired dachshund, maybe?
Yep.
Okay.
Good memory.
I can remember that.
I can remember dogs.
Lots of other things I can't remember.
You had a meet cute with Oscar, but that was with a trombone. I'm just...
Wait, I had a meet cute with Oscar trombone?
I was just trying to allude to things forgotten that we were just... It was a callback to the piano.
Oh, nice.
High C, and then I just tried to come up with another instrument.
Trombone
was just random, but then afterwards I'm like, oh, it's kind of clever because of a dog and a bone.
Trombone.
And you... Yeah. Yeah, like in that Sarah Weeks book.
Too much
book.
For me. It was too much.
Okay.
It's too much.
Sorry.
Keep it simple.
You're like, Roscoe's just...
I wish I forgot.
Sitting with Oscar, scratching Oscar's head, then he just kind of muses out loud, Oscar, what was that thing back on the cliff? That was scary, huh? Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Why would you say that to me? I know, you were just kidding. Do you think Rafina and Captain Pants are gonna hook up tonight? Yeah. Oscar, you dog.
He's humping his bed.
No, that was Mo peeking his head in the door.
Okay. Moe's humping.
Moe just peeked his head in my door?
Yeah, no, he didn't. But maybe he did. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm just musing.
Okay, I heard barking.
Oh, yeah, that was Oscar.
Oh, I don't know that we've canonically heard him make noise before.
I guess.
I mean, maybe. Who knows? Let's check Wiki.
How's your room, Mo?
Oh, it's good. There are bed. There are a hole where you could put head through. There's like a place where if you had like any belongings, you could put them. Yeah.
Roscoe's gonna... Oh, yeah, that's true about the porthole. He'll kind of stack up something, or he'll move the bed over to the porthole so that Oscar can put his head out the porthole.
Okay.
Rafina walks into Roscoe's room and says, oh, careful! Don't drop Oscar through the porthole!
Okay.
He's so little!
Oh, it's called porthole?
It's not. Don't listen to that.
P-O-R-T-H-O-L-E. Porthole.
Oh, that's I thought it would be it. A head hole because you put head through.
That would make more sense.
What is port?
No, it's poor soul.
Okay.
Well, technically on my side, it's called a porthole, but on your side, it's called a starboard hole. No.
Oh. Does it make difference for head?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. So,
I'm hungry.
Will, are you in your room?
Yeah, I think I have to, because I think I'm going to make myself look like I'm donning some kind of darker garb or something. I must have had luggage, I guess. Where's the rutabago? We have everything we own, right? Like, we didn't leave it behind, so I'm assuming.
Oh, it's all gone. Everything.
Cool. Awesome.
Good. Square rutabago one. Presumably is shrunk down into Rudy now. Roscoe will ask Rafina, how are you doing?
I'm great.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm feeling okay. Things got kind of intense back there during our little performance.
Skirmish. Yeah, things did not go as planned. Maybe we should just not plan things in the future because it never works. I'm frustrated. But I feel better about it now.
You think we shouldn't plan things anymore? Because when we plan things, things go wrong anyway.
I'm just having a moment with the nature of reality. So don't worry about me. I'll figure it out. It's fine.
Oh, I have those.
Do you? Oh, we should talk about them.
All the time.
Yeah, you have a lot of moments with the nature of reality.
Sure.
Do you have any insights for me?
Well, I guess, I mean, you seem to be doing fine.
Aww,
I saw
thanks.
That orc lady kind of, did she say to you at one point, you're absolved?
Yes, she absolved me. When I didn't want to be absolved, and yet it did help.
You didn't, why didn't you want to be absolved? I presume we're talking about that the guy.
Yeah, Rafina, you killed a guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Rafina, you stabbed the guy with a trident.
Okay. And he's still dead.
All right.
You got the 20-year-old reference.
20 years old. Oh, my God.
So what clarification. So Bathwax's instructions to, like, do a revivify spell or whatever, like, that never happened.
Right.
Yeah, that guy's dead.
Sure.
And in your wake.
And now we're floating away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say this, Rafina. I'm no stranger to accidental killings of people.
Oh.
It's happened to me a couple of times.
I guess that's true.
The first time was like immediately upon me becoming conscious as a being.
What?
I think you all know that. I think, didn't Shami tell you all about the guy that I accidentally pushed off the cliff?
Oh, right.
I don't know if he explained it so well. I'm not there, but in terms of you saying you fully conscious as a being, that's a very interesting phrase.
Just well, of my earliest memory, was running along, and then I accidentally ran into somebody and pushed him off a cliff. And then, of course, there's Tanya's father, the evil ringmaster of the Zoikos. I guess I accidentally pushed into the lion's den, or the lion's ring, the lion area,
cage.
The lion's cage. He got mauled. And, yeah.
What makes you feel better about, do you feel, is it the mustard that helps? Do I need mustard?
Let's just say that eventually, over time, I mustered up the will to keep on going.
Rafina lies on the floor.
Yeah. Okay, that was an appropriate time to make a joke.
What was joke?
Yeah, mustard.
Yeah, you like it.
Yeah, okay. Rafina, the fact is that I never had a magical moment where an orc lady absolved me of either of those things, which, looking back, I think maybe I'm thankful for, because I think I did need the time
to process it. Exactly.
And so you think maybe you've been deprived of something, like a natural thing that you needed to go through?
I think the intention was good. I think she wanted to help me focus on the matter at hand and do what I needed to do. I think that's my feeling. But I really needed to absorb and sit with the thing that I caused. I needed to fully, like you said, I had to process it. I can't think of a better word.
Yeah. All right. Something strikes me. It sounds like what you need is to be unabsorbed.
Maybe.
Wouldn't you know it? I've got just the thing for that. And he pulls out his mustard kit.
Oh my god.
Kind of like a kit that an apothecary might have. For
various vials.
Or something. Vials of mustard. Mm-hmm. And he's got a little book of an encyclopedia, mustard encyclopedia. Uh-huh. And he opens it and he's going through the U's. All the un words. He's going backwards. Unlink, uncouple, unbind, unbake. here we go. Unabsorb. Looks like, this mustard. A little mustard of rosemary mixed with a little mustard of wormwood.
Mm-hmm. All right, I need to know, does Roscoe need to make a deception roll at this point, or is he...
Does he have belief in
for
this?
For real.
Yeah.
I would like it... I'm playing it as, like... The mustard stuff is canon and real. Like, okay. I don't think his intention is... He believes it.
Got it. Okay.
But also, like, the encyclopedia... is, like, if you have ever seen Roscoe's handwriting, look at his handwritten, that is his notes. He's been keeping this book. Yeah. So
Encyclopedia written by Roscoe. Wow.
But so he's going to make a concoction of mustard for unabsolution. And he'll put it out on a little spoon or something. And then there has to be like a communion wafer.
There has to be.
There has to be.
There has to be.
I'm trying to think if I have anything.
If only you had peace cheese.
If only, I know.
Here,
just rub it on my teacup.
Okay. This is, you know, this is serious business, Ravina. If you do you really want to do this?
I don't know.
There are, you know, mustard's not just for taste. You know that, right?
Mustard's not just
for flavor.
Yes.
There are some qualities to the mustard seed, the humble mustard seed, and all of its variants, that over the years, I've discovered some subtle yet robust arcanic qualities to them. So, this is not just a bit. This is a real moment. This is a moment of the nature of reality.
Oh, I just got chills.
Oh, yeah, I'll close the porthole for now. Sorry, thank Oscar.
You. I think it's pronounced porthole.
Okay. So if you're ready, I'll go ahead and put some of this on the rim of your teacup.
The teacup has a little hat on it.
I believe it's called the phalange. Just kidding.
Don't cups have brims?
No, it can brim, but a brim is like on a hat, and he's right.
But it brims rim over a rim.
Yes, it can brim over a rim. The brimming is like an action.
The brim is the top of a container, like the edge of a cup.
Shut the fuck up. He just made that up. I don't even believe him. Let's check.
What's a rim then?
So much for the nature of reality, guys.
Yeah. What? I don't believe you.
Rimming is something else.
Okay, cool.
No!
All right, let's read that one out loud.
All right. Roscoe puts some of this rosemary. It's like, the wormwood is a very small amount. It's not enough to like poison you.
That's good.
Thank you, Roscoe. I think this is important. And again, I don't wish to cancel out the intention of that kind lady, that strange lady. I just want to get myself back in that space of feeling what I need to feel about that death.
I think the intention at the moment served its purpose.
Agreed.
Let this intention in this moment serve its.
Thank you. And Rafina takes her finger and rubs it where the mustard is on the brim / thank rim you. Of the cup.
No, thank you.
She rubs it between the palms of her hands and smears it all over her arms.
Oh my God.
I feel it working. I feel it.
I mean, that's a legitimate way, I guess. I mean, Roscoe has worn mustard as sunscreen.
Uh huh.
So.
What the fuck?
Now, does it absorb into the skin or does it absolve into the skin? Does
it better not. That would be very counterproductive.
I'll let Eric determine everything from this point on.
Thanks, Adam.
I've teed you up.
Uh-huh.
Teed you up.
That's great.
Teed you up.
All right.
The whole campaign turns into a mustard campaign.
If you have any hippopotamus nipples on your arms, it may very well.
Oh my God.
Not with this coat, no.
Amazing.
All right. Well, it's very, very slightly tingly, Rafina. How are you feeling? How is Rafina feeling?
Rafina's feeling freer.
Okay.
And yet at the same time, anchored to this feeling of not guilt, but responsibility.
Okay.
She says, I feel like I have the muscles to carry this now.
Anchored. Very nautical.
That's right, person who's not there.
I'm not there.
Alex is here. It's okay.
I was going to ask Capty to explain what docking means.
Naughty, naughty.
So, Valencio.
Okay.
You hear a rap tap tapping at your door if it's closed.
Oh my God. Okay. I do this sound like that, but I'm not really like crying or like I'm doing that as I look at the bones that are on the floor. And is there like a closet that I can just like kick them into?
There's a set of drawers you could put them into.
Man, they're going to clatter around in there. Shit. I'm just like, yeah, shit. like there's no place. Okay.
Valencio.
All right. Okay.
Put them in your tent.
Well, that is so smart. I forgot that
Valencio.
Existed.
Valencio.
Oh my God, two people at my door. What the what? What? What?
Come in here.
I just suggest for them to come in.
All right, come on, Kick.
Okay.
All right, you're all crammed into this little room.
Is it super tiny?
I mean, it's a stateroom on a ship. They're not huge.
I don't know what okay, listen, babe. You've known me for a long time. Do I know what a fucking stateroom on a ship means? What the hell? What do I have any concept of what a stateroom is?
Don't you have a stateroom back in Tivoli?
It's where I keep an entire state, so, you know.
Kick says in Bathwack's voice.
I legit, no, just me. KT. It's small. I don't mean Will.
Space is at a premium on a ship.
What does that even mean? I feel completely ignorant. You're acting like I should know things about ships. You know this. I don't know anything.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking. Well, ignore. So, like, if I don't feel like we could fit in there.
You could fit in there.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Shimi sits on the bed. That clears up some room.
All right. Then I annoyingly, I'm like getting down and picking up the bones and putting them back in the pelt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to have to be this guy for days.
I mean, like, you could be me and I could be Valencio.
Oh, yeah, that would be really fun. We're not even the same height.
You could be me.
No, thank you.
I'm just kidding. I like being me.
Yeah, well, sometimes aww. I can be a bird. And the good thing is, like, if I'm in mourning, maybe I could just be in here and
you
I'll
were,
be.
When you were a bird, you took my lure.
Oh, yeah. And then
do
I'll
you
just
have it?
I'll give it back to you. It was just in yay. My pocket or something. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put it back on the end of the line. Mm-hmm. How long is my line?
How long is it? You bought it.
Such
it's
freedom.
It's so long that anytime that I use it, it reaches the water.
Great.
Ooh. That's a cool. It's wait a
it's
second.
It's a magic fishing line.
A magic fishing. No, that's
you're in the
bad.
Middle of a desert. You just that's cast, just... and it just shoots off into nowhere.
I love that idea.
I do. I really do, though. Like,
yeah,
that's
a cool
really
idea.
Cool idea. Uh-huh.
I was just joking. I just imagined it was in my mind.
That's such a cool idea.
I think that's legit.
Yeah.
That's a great magic item.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does something like that cost? Could I feasibly have bought it for?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have that. Except I guess it's probably, it has to have limitations. You're going to have to define that because otherwise,
well, we'll
yeah, we're in the middle of a
test
desert
it.
And we find
we
the nearest
will see
water
how
source, I guess.
I use it.
You're in the desert, oh, you cast it, it shoots right down your throat.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say right now, right oh now I try to cast it out the window and it rockets back and lands in the toilet.
Holy crap.
I'm imagining you standing at the beach and facing away from the water, casting it, and it goes all the way around the world.
Whoa, yeah, he could do some really fancy casts with that. Win some competitions. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have so
I
many
do
ideas
anything but
to break
catch
this
fish
item.
With it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Did Kick, did you put your the door's closed. Bathwack, did you put your clothes on so you're not all fakely floppy up there?
Yeah,
he waves his hand
stuff.
At your
yeah,
hat.
I wave at him too while I'm gathering bones. We're both waving our hands
I can
this.
Wait, I can take my mask off, right? For a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can cast it again when I put it on.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Doing it. I'm going to see if I can rummage through my pack and get better oriented. I'm also going to stuff things into my pack that I'm not going to use for a while.
So Bathwack gets naked in this room with us.
In my room. I love that.
That's so
perfect. Because Will would just be gathering these bones and then look
that's
up
where
and be
I
like,
am,
Whoa!
Right there. Mm-hmm. Look at the map. That's where I am.
On top of your head.
God damn it. I fucking love this. I love it so much. Will is so... That would be so miserable. Because I'm knee level. I'm down on the ground gathering bones, Bathwack. And then I look up and that's right in my face. It's right in my face.
That's so good.
Ah! I probably stumble back like this. And then I try to get up and gather bones and act like this is totally normal. You have your own room, Bathwack. Kick. Oh, yeah, I guess we should never say Bathwack again.
Yeah, it might lure man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. I'm talking to these, my liege's bones.
Bathwack's dead.
Bathwack is dead.
Wait, who's Bathwack?
He was very important. You should know if you're in my room. You should already understand.
Yeah, maybe like... You came on board and we briefed you on who this is. So that way, in the future, if you happen to say something that someone might be like, would this lizard man know about this? We'd be like, yeah, we told him.
Yeah. Can I have a bone? I'm just kidding. I'm going to use my normal voice, but quietly. I wanted a bone.
No, and so what, this whole time, I'm going to take the owlbear pelt and lay it out on whatever surface is, like, if there's a top of a bureau or something, and, like, set the bones up, but it's on a ship. It does it rock? I've never been on a huge ship.
It's like you're trying to build a card tower on a ship.
Just keeps rolling everywhere.
I mean, it's a very big ship. It's relatively steady.
Okay. Well, I'm making it look like I'm making some kind of effort when in reality I take one of the bones and I like rub it on my butt like and put it on there looking at Bathwack because he's naked in my room.
It's not even his bones.
Yes,
though.
But
you
it
made
signifies
them.
Him. It signifies him, obviously.
So just for the future, let's assume I'm getting dressed in a way that is almost, but not perfectly shaped to my illusion. Mm-hmm. I still don't think I have a snout. I didn't buy a snout. I wasn't thinking I had.
Too bad we don't have any fondant.
Actually, I do have, it was like a spice pouch. I have Gwen's stuff, I believe.
I am going to stuff most everything into my pack and try to flatten it against my back and
you're not going to leave it in your room?
Yeah, you're going to leave that in your room?
No, if someone goes in my room, they'll discover it.
But I can do this and hit you. You need to. We're going to be around people. We are in tight quarters. We can't be throwing illusions like super far out at all. Look at all this shit you got.
Yeah, this is the closest I've ever been to Will in my life.
All right. Let's say I'll leave it in. You know what? I'll leave it here in your room because that's where it would be.
You have your own room.
No, you have my bones, so...
Oh, it's your
so
bag.
You've got
I see.
Bat-wax
so like
things.
You don't even all right, I see.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
This guy's smart,
I get them?
Will.
But how did I get them? People saw me walk in here with all right. Did you have them? How did they get
Who's
in here?
Who's paying attention?
Nobody's paying attention. All right, good. Yeah, I just had him. Yep, he's my boss.
Okay.
I had him.
So let me say what you don't have, and we'll assume that everything else you do have.
Well, I don't know what's in your bag, but I will be glad to go through it later.
That's Alex talking.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Bathwack.
So I'm going to keep my chainmail and my longsword.
Okay.
And my robe of eyes. Everything else you keep.
Oh, Will.
Including the weed.
You get to look through all of this late at night. Bag's just going to be sitting in the corner tempting you.
Every item is going to be... Yeah, it'll sit in the corner. I don't even care. I don't even care. And then it's like 2 a.m. And every piece of his stuff is like outlined in little like chalk outlines because I'm just trying to figure out like what the fuck this guy's deal is. Like, what the fuck?
Red,
there's definitely half of a fish taco in here. There's half of a fish taco still in here. I saw him throw out like 2 pounds worth. There's still one in here. What is this guy's deal?
So I'm going to leave the billow robe there, too.
Okay.
I know. Well, I can't afford to have
no.
right.
I can't afford to accidentally say billow and then.
Right.
It's a word you use a lot.
My cover. What?
It's a word you use a lot.
Do you? It's a nautical word.
It is.
You have to be careful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Billow the mainstays.
Yeah. Billowing is a key part of semaphore.
I wish we could see the other half of your body. I can't even see your face.
It wasn't doing anything. I'm holding my iPad.
Come this way so they can see you.
I'm trying. This is a cramped quarters.
Are you in a stateroom?
Yeah.
I guess kind of. He's putting his feet on me again, guys.
Well, I have to.
Oh, crap. I want my wing boots, too.
That's fine. Yeah, that's you could be cool. Wearing
I have
them.
I always have my wing boots.
I'm assuming you're wearing
I didn't
those.
Even take off my wing boots while I took everything else off.
Right. He had nothing on but his wing boots.
All right.
Woo!
And that's awesome. Didn't even want to look.
Well. Shimi looked.
Oh my God. This scene is so, like, I can see it playing like a movie. Like,
I can't believe I'm recapping this.
Like... Wait, I thought I was recapping this.
Oh, are you?
I think I'm next. Yeah,
I didn't look at the calendar.
I think I moved
the
stuff on the calendar appropriately.
I didn't look recently. All right, I'll stop.
Oh, and I have
notes.
My fishing pole, obviously. And my lures.
Yeah.
My one lure.
Sure.
And I have no more hooks.
And your floppy hat and your
shirt
with buttons and your plain pants.
Yep.
Got it.
So, these clothing articles are real, right?
So, I think that Eric said...
We stocked
like,
up on some of them.
Yeah, like, whatever you would have wanted to, as you
I'm
described...
Assuming, like, the floppy hat and the pants. Shirt. I don't even know if the pants have to be, necessarily.
To have to be real, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, but I think Will would have...
Like, he's wearing his winged
boots.
We're going to be on a ship.
Oh, yeah, the boots, I wouldn't care about the boots.
Whatever.
But I mean,
no
pants,
as
much as you can get the things, you know,
sure.
Will would have
the
at least gotten them
stuff that spatially matters.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Good. I'm dressed again.
Just thank God. I can finally turn away from these bones.
And now I sit back on Will's bed and I cast my rod out the window.
What? Oh,
does it reach the water?
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing.
I'll look out the window.
It gets caught on a seagull and you get pulled out.
Will is glaring at you and he's like, "Are you fishing from my bed?"
I'm practicing.
Oh my God. You better not catch a damn thing.
We have to do a good job.
I'm going
to
reach out with a knife. I'm going to pull my little pocket knife that I have. I'm going to reach out with a knife and just want to cut that line. He's like, "Not from my bed."
Are you threatened to cut my line?
Yeah, it's the knife is like 2 inches
Sheamy's
away from the line.
Looking back and forth between
my
both
arm
of you.
My arm is outstretched. I'm doing this. I'll do it the opposite way, but he does it with his right hand.
Yeah, I cast Zone of Truth. No, just kidding.
Will jumps out the porthole.
Oh, fine. I reel the rod in. I reel it in. I don't have a reel, though. I just pull it. Uh-huh.
And there's a huge fucking disgusting fish on it and it flops all over Will's bed.
Is there anything?
It's a squid.
I have to
give me a survival check with disadvantage because you're fishing out of a porthole.
Okay.
Test me.
Not bad for fishing out of a porthole.
It wasn't with disadvantage.
You have to roll it again.
Oh. All right, fine.
Oh, wow.
Well, look at that.
Also a 13. Wow. Ooh. I guess I shouldn't have made you roll with disadvantage. You reel in a small goby.
A desert?
Where does it go? Ah!
It's on the line.
I accidentally... with a wink, lose my grip on it, and it flops around Will's room. And then I try desperately to pick it back up again so that I can eat it.
Oh!
But it's
jumps
flopping
up on
everywhere.
The bed.
It's Sheenie, aren't you from a fishing village? Catch that thing!
No!
Oh my God! This
I
isn't my
fishing.
Room anymore. This is not my room Sheenie anymore.
Sheenie is standing on your bed now.
Oh my God. Look at this bed. I just watch it get trampled and fished.
And then I just eat it. Can I eat it? I just eat it.
Ew.
You don't have to
Some
ask me that.
Some of the gills come off.
Well, I'm gonna eat it. I mean, we'll see what happens.
And Will's like just standing fish. In front of these bones that he's just laid out nicely, and he's just staring at Shimi cowering and standing on his bed. There's probably dirt on my bed. Everything's all messed up, and Bathwack is just staring at him after having gulped down a small live fish.
Yeah, and his face. I'm actually super happy. Bathwack's really happy. Kick is really happy. He's like,
"That's your first.
That's
fish.
The first fish. Yeah." Caught a fish.
Great. And then he just
did it. I can do it.
He opens the door and gets out of the room.
Okay.
Right, Will. So, and Will, Shimi follows you out. So, what's the plan?
No, we can't talk about this kind of stuff just out in the open.
Valencio.
We just have to survive for however many days it is. What is it? All right. And then I go push back in. I start to prestidigitate everything as I go back in because I'm worried that it.
Kick walked out and he sat on one of the benches in the hallway. Okay. Are those benches?
Yeah.
No, that's a toilet. No, just kidding.
Because we're right next to the captain's room, right? Was he saying he was going in there?
No.
Oh, okay, so presumably maybe nobody is in there.
You would assume that.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
I would assume that.
Okay.
Rufina speak for puts Will. Her head out of her room. Because she's been Roscoe's back in her room, after.
Okay.
She left Roscoe's room and sure. Actually, that's what's happening. As she leaves Roscoe's room, she sees Will like dash out of Valencio dash out of his room. Hey, Valencio, is there something wrong with your room? Do you want to bunk with me?
Is your room bigger?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
I'm close to the bathroom.
Mine is covered in fish.
Oh, mine is not covered in fish. Sorry.
Okay, are you going to go entertain the captain or something? Because I think that might be what we need this whole time for the thousands of hours we will be on this boat.
You need me to entertain the captain? I think he's really good at entertaining himself.
It would be lovely. He just loves you. He's obsessed with you. It would be lovely if you could just keep him distracted so the rest of us can just maybe... We have a lot of horrible performers trying to be...
I just killed somebody!
Oh, okay. Yeah? You... Reading the room, what are her emotions like? What is Will... that
insight.
Seems serious. Is she upset? Insight. Roll an insight roll. Unless Abby just wants to tell me. Insight.
Well, I still 17. Have to decide how I'm playing this.
17.
So it's pretty clear that Rufina is a little on the edge.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, the rest of us are just a little worried, but you need to do what you need to do. What are you doing? What's going on? What's happening? Are you okay?
She rubbed mustard on her arms.
Why? There's fish and mustard everywhere already. We've been on this boat for 10 minutes.
Roscoe gave me something to unabsolve what the lady told me on the hill. The devil's demons leap horns.
What happened? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What is she talking
about? I don't
know
if you were party to this, because things were happening. Things were going down. But...
I wasn't there. I am Valencio Bashman, and I thought the king was fine. And then...
I don't know who everybody was or where they were.
I know.
What was happening. Not helpful, no.
Okay.
The lady ran by me and absolved me of having accidentally killed the random person.
And so why do you want to be unabsolved is my question.
Because I need to properly and naturally and organically process that.
No, you don't. It's designed to make you feel better immediately.
What is?
Well, and it did, but it wasn't. But I wasn't happy about it.
Well, that's...
So now I'm happy about being unhappy about it again.
Rufina, you are something else. Good
Thank
for
you.
You, I guess. Or horrible for you, actually, but that's...
I'm happy.
That's... you. Okay.
Well, what do you mean it was designed? What do you know about this, what this lady did?
I'm just, like, I just know. Yeah, I know a little bit about the House of Zilberdia. I've already said this before. It's not like I'm unfamiliar with how Zilberdia works.
What about, what does this have to do with Zilberdia?
She must be, I'm assuming, like, her magic comes from that or something? Because if that was the thing that happened and she automatically... All right, maybe I know a little too much. I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that says about me. But what I'm saying is, like, I, you know, that exchange happened and she's some kind of magic-y person. Is we're sure she's not around, right? She's not a guest here or anything. We should make sure that we...
The door opens and here she comes.
Yeah, I know. Like, geez. We need to be careful about where we're talking. Okay. Anyway... I just think it's... Don't you think it's weird if you felt better about something? Why would you want to feel worse, Shimi? I just think that's weird. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, like... As a... I myself am a self-ascribing hedonist. And so... anything that makes me feel good, I embrace fully.
Ooh.
But... Then I have bad dreams and my pee smells funny.
That might be the mustard.
I think that's what the mustard's going to help. I don't like having bad dreams. I don't mind so much about the pee.
Okay, I was going to say, if I had to bet on whether mustard would make pee smell better or worse, I think I know how I'd bet. Having been around Roscoe for a few days.
Well, I appreciate everyone's opinions on all of this. It's lovely to hear about it, but I think we need to find the captain and see if we can help get things going so we can have our feast. I'm hungry.
Yes, please, let's get things going quickly. Let's get the ship at top speeds.
Rah!
Oh, hello! Yay. Okay. Yeah, so somebody asked me what the plan is. I don't think there's any plan. We just survive. Lay low. Don't get tangled up in shit. If somebody has a problem, stop accepting quests, everybody. Just lay low.
Stop accepting quests.
Eric raises his iPad. Delete page. Delete page. Delete page.
I was trying to ask Rafina to kind of entertain the captain, but Rafina is going through something and that is okay. Everybody else, maybe I'll talk to the captain. Maybe the captain also likes guys from wherever the heck I look like I'm from. Bathwack land? I don't know. And let's, but seriously.
Valencio's a human, right?
Yes, Valencio's a human.
Okay. I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I'm a valet in Gully's End, so hopefully there are other humans too. Like, no, I'm not just a weirdo that stands out, right?
Yeah, you've been.
Okay, good.
Bear Toggle's got a lot of halflings, yeah. But there's also other people.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Fine.
All right.
And yeah, I mean, Trofast wasn't.
Right,
a half-orc.
He was a dwarf. Or elf or dwarf. Oh, he thought he was an elf. Bathwack remembered him as a half elf. But he's a dwarf here. Something like that happened.
He looked like a dwarf. Bathwack remembered him as something else. Elf or half elf. Yeah. I can't remember offhand.
Okay. So, yeah. Cool.
I think the real reason, by the way, that we need to release faster is so that the wiki's caught up.
I know. Mark Justin has no idea just how helpful he already is.
Yeah.
I want to look up Trofast. I can't.
I know.
Hey everyone! If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.